Now, if you live near the raging wildfires, where do you get an update on information? For residents in the Metal Valley, you get it by tuning into 97.5 KTRT. It's community radio in Winthrop.
All right. If I could have your attention, please, particularly listeners on the other side of the loop, on the other side from the Metal Valley. Listen up. We've got an evacuation being ordered right now. You may have seen smoke.
Don Ashford is a host on KTRT. He told Marcy Selman he's been breaking format. Instead of playing music, he's updating listeners on the wildfires in the area.
We're a little bit more real time, and that becomes real important, like it was the other night when the fire was so close to the town of Twisp and people were needing to get out. People were wondering if their house was in danger. They were not there. You know, they were still in town wondering if they could get out. Radio really comes into its own in that situation because we can, if we can get at the information, then we can let people know this is a place you should not go now. This is where you could go, things like that.
Where are you getting the real-time information?
Well, there isn't a clearinghouse. It turns out that news organizations are the clearinghouse. And so, you know, all options are open. I'll tell you what worked best. We utilize Facebook a lot. And over time, you develop a small group of people who are in position, who can see things. And they become almost like your reporters in the field, people that I knew I could trust. And so you just pass that information on. Sometimes you'll get requests wondering about a certain property or a certain part of the road or something like that. And we were tracking lightning strikes. We were tracking air movement direction. And, of course, the wildfires themselves. They needed really sort of a triage type of reporting, not, you know, end of the day, this is what happened today, but yeah. This is going on right now.
You keep saying we. How big a crew is working with you?
It varies. My support crew, if you talk about everybody who might even just bring me sandwiches, it's pretty much the whole community. But I'm on tap all the time. My wife comes in. I have two sons. They come in. I have a battery of current DJs and former DJs. They would check in. But truthfully, a lot of those people were busy tending to their own matters. And if you wanted to boil it down to one person who was responsible, it had to be me.
Have you been there 24/7 for the past couple weeks?
There were days when I slept here, yeah. But when things eased up enough, I kind of wanted to check at home myself. And it's always good to take a run up or down the valley to just put your own eyes on things. So I would do that as well. And I've been able to sleep at home the last couple of nights.
I'm talking to Don Ashford, who is a host on community radio station KTRT in the Metow Valley. The immediate danger has passed for the Metow at this point in time, at least as at the point that you and I are speaking. So
Right. What
is the next immediate concern for your community?
Well, you know, we had three firefighters lost this year, and that's our community really kind of claims firefighting as a part of our heritage. I mean, we're the home of smoke jumping. I actually knew the first guy who jumped out of a plane to be trained to be a smoke jumper. He's passed away now, but we really claim that as something to be proud of. And we do this most years to some degree or another. And I think having lost some guys this year, I think we're thinking fire-wise principles, these fire-adapted community principles. In other words, this is how houses and properties in a fire-prone area should be built, how they should be landscaped and so on. These are things that it's not really an option anymore. It's a necessity. And so we had been talking about this prior to the fires, and I think it's going to be almost a mandate from this point, at least from my point of view.
This is the second year that the Metal Valley has been the site of a major disastrous fire. What have been the impacts of both those fires on your community?
You know, last year it was such a long, ongoing grind fighting the fires and then it wasn't just fires. We had right kind of in the middle of it, we had another fire spring up, you know, right basically in our own backyard and raced right into fire camp. And it was just shock after shock after shock. And then we had wind blow over trees, and then we had mudslides and so on. It was humorous if it wasn't so tragic for so many people. It was just like, what's next? Locusts? You know, it was just too much. And that, it just sort of put a fine point on this thing that we're all in this together. And that's actually a funny thing that maybe I'd like to let the outside world know, that in the middle of something like this, there's a wonderful pulling together that just erases factions or political affiliations or anything like that. It's just like, we are all in this together. And that's a wonderful feeling. And I think afterwards, then, we were aware of that. It's one of those feelings you never want to have go away.
Don Ashford, host of the community radio station KTRT, 97.5 FM in the Metau Valley. He was speaking with Marcy Silman yesterday. He and his crew have been keeping the public up to date on wildfire information.